Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Learning Masech Nesiyum and Dafayim Beis and Aleph. The Gemara says in the middle of the Amid, Amar Chava Ravida Mekare Big De Kuna Leika. Someone who rips Big De Kuna, that's Malkish Nem Aloya Kare. It says by the Mil Aloya Kare, the Gemara Sakasha, maybe it means to make the Safa very strong that it shouldn't rip. Shela Yikare. There's a mix of Shela Yikare. It says, Lo Yikare, Vaisais is alive against ripping the Big De Kuna. So the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Pei Ches, says, Hizrona Mikroya Pime Il Kayin Gadol. It's interesting. He doesn't say Big De Kuna. He says, from ripping the Mil, and he says specifically the Pia Mil. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Akdama to the Sefer Yad, and in the Akdama to Tilchus Klei Mikdash, he just writes, Shalei Lekroya HaMil. And there he doesn't write the Pia Mil, he says the Mil, and he just says, but he doesn't say the other Big De Kuna. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Tes Halacha Gimel says Hakareya Pil Meil Leika Shem Alei Kareya. So he says Piyam Il Hakareya Piyam Il Leika Shem Alei Kareya. Vehu Adin Lachol Big De Kuna Shekareya Oisam Derech Hashchasa Leika. Now Agamar says the Makareya Big De Kuna, but the Rambam says Hakareya Pil Meil Leika. Hu Adin Lachol Big De Kuna Shekareya Oisam Derech Hashchasa Leika. If you rip them in an oifin of destruction, derech hashchas, in a way of destruction, like a. So the Mishnah Melech brings him a sefer called the Karmen Chagiga, Sarai Degayin, Simon Samaches. It says like this. It says that the Rambam is mashma that there's a chilub to Mil and other Big De Kuna. By Mil, there's a kri even not by derech hashchas. And he got Malchus even not by derech hashchas. And by the other Big De Kuna, it's dafka derech hashchas. So according to him, Karmen Chagiga, it's good. Why the Rambam wrote the Me'il in the other places? Shal is why does he write something as Pia Me'il and sometimes he writes just the Me'il? Maybe Lav Dafki, need the Pil and Pia Me'il. But the Pshat is the Pia Me'il has a Lav to rip it, even not for Derech Hashchasa. And other Big De Kunas, only Isser, the only Lav to rip it is Derech Hashchasa. But the Mishnah Melech writes, Uladi less than Lahani Mili. He doesn't agree. Machari, he holds that even the Mili need Derech Hashchasa. Shas, where the Rambam get its derech hashchas? Okay, so Mishnah brings him a car. First he writes it's pashit. It's pashit. Ripping it means to destroy it. But then he says, learned that from Perek Aleph Hilchos Beis Bechira by Neitetz Evan Achas Mimizbech. That there it says to take away a stone from the Mizbech, and that's only us the derech hashchas. So Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kof Aleph, the Mitzvah of Lo Yikareya, says, you don't really have a klarer ayah from Neitis and Mizbeach. Because there, what's the issue? The Pasuk says, Kis Mizbechaisim Titaisen, Vesmet Sevisam Shabeirim, Vesashayev Techreisen, and it says, Laisasun Kain Lashem Elekechem. The Gemara learns that from there, that whatever I'm telling you, do a Redizor, there's a live if you do it to Adover Hekdish, to Mizbeach. So there, the lav is to go destroy. So if you know it's not derech hashchas, you're not even alive. Here it says lo yikareya. Here it says lo yikareya. We don't know exactly why. Is lo yikareya mean not to destroy it? Then maybe Stamen shouldn't rip it. If any reason, we don't know. But he says, he guessed that the Rambam held in Svarim, it can't be the Torah was answering if you're trying to be misakin to rip it. Stamen the Rambam had him a cart. It's also a little bit shver, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, that everything is aser only derech hashchas. Why the Rambam write Me'il in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Akdamah to the Mitzvahs? Why don't you say Big De Kuna? I guess you have to say that he wasn't Nachas Simafarishit. The Pasuk says Mil, and the Dinim applied to Big De Kuna as well, but he didn't get to it. Now it is a bit shver, the Karma Chagiga is a bit shver. What's the Pshat? It's one Pasuk, Lo Yikareya. Why would you say the Pasuk by the Me'il applies even not derech hashchasa, and you also have a din by other big dekuna derech hashchasa. Which state is azach? So the Karmel Chagiga actually is marich about this nekuda. I won't go into it. It's a ganz arichas. The shaila is bechlal. Has lo yikareya mean the etzim gemara's idea that since it doesn't say shelo yikareya must be alav? You find other psukim which not mashman that way, but it goes into it by arichas. But Bik, I want to discuss one thing, what his raya was. His raya, and Mishnah Melech brings it, is from the Rambam, Perches, Helchus Maisek, Abanas, Din Chaf. And there, the Rambam is really quoting Gemara. The Gemara is in Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Hei, and it says like this, is the din, that when Dam Chattas is nitas on a beged, when Dam Chattas prays on a beged, there's a halacha, you have to mechabes the beged specifically in the Azara. says in the pasuk, "Asher yasim yidam al abeget acham b'simakum kaidish." No matter chatas, if any dam gets sprayed from the chatas on a garment, the halacha is you have to wash the garment in the azara. Any garment that gets blood of a chatas on has to be washed in the azara. So the Rambam says, what if the garment becomes tamei? You're not allowed to bring it into the azara when it's tamei. So you have to rip the garment, and ripping it makes it tzar, because it's not a garment anymore, it doesn't have a kli, it's like shuris kli, and then you can bring it in and wash it. And then the Ram says like this, me'il, shenitas of dam chadis, of yatsav nimba b'chutz, if the me'il, some of the dam sprayed on it, and it became tamei, it went out of the azara, and became tamei in the chutz, so what do you do? Ketsud oisav, rekari oisav leika, kumay shibiyanu. Already explained, the nilchus klai mikdash, that if you rip the mill, you get malchus. So what do you do with it? So mechnisay pachas megimel etzvayis uchisa bimifnim. If you don't bring the begin and you bring less than three etzvayis of the begin to the azara, that's mutter to do. And that's how you do it, and you wash out the less than three etzvayis at a time. It's a gemara in Zvachim, daf tzadikei. So why did the gemara says mil? Why did the gemara say mil? Why did the Rambam say mil? Why not other big dekuna? So it must be because other big dekuna, you're allowed to rip it because it's not called derech hashchasa. You're doing it because in the mitzvah of kibbutz. That's not called derech hashkasa. You're not just trying to destroy the baggit. You need to do it outside the mitzvah of kibbutz. So by other begadim, it's mutter. Just by the me'il, it's aser. Because by the me'il, it's even not by derech hashkasa, it's aser. Now, it's interesting about the Mishnah Lamelech, because the Mishnah Lamelech here in Klei Mikdash brings the Karba Chagiga, and he said, Ulididi, Lenich Le'ai Purusha. I don't agree with it. Here, in Hilchas Ma'aseh Karbanis, where he brings his din, he brings the Karba Chagiga, and he doesn't comment. It's interesting. But the advice on the Rambam there says that it's not only mil, it's all big dekuna, that if you carry isim derech hashchasi, you get malchus. So you see from the advice two things. First of all, that it's not only mil, it's other big dekuna, and second of all, this is called derech hashchasa. So that's the machlokes here. The advice and the Mishnah Lamelech on Kli Mikdash, the Chayr holds this way, holds that the ripping the beged in order to bring it into the Azara is called Derech Hashchasa, and then it will be also by all begadim, and you'd have to say Mil is Lav Dafka. Mashenkein, the Karma Chayiga, says no, Mil is Dafka, and it must be that ripping the beged is not called Derech Hashchasa, and that Derech Hashchasa is a Tanayim by other big dekuna, but it's not a Tanayim by the Mil. So the Maisa, the Milchus Chinuch talks about it in Mitzvah Kafal, if he says he thinks it is called Derech Hashchasa, he thinks it would be called Derech Hashchasa. Because, Lamaisa, you are trying to destroy the beged. If the point of ripping it is because you want to help the beged in some way, or there's no intention of destroying the beged, b'chlal, so that's not derech hashkasa. But if the point of ripping the beged is in order to bring it into Nazara, well, in order to bring it to Nazara, you have to make it ice beged. You have to make it that it shouldn't be a beged anymore. So that would be called derech hashkasa. That's what their advice holds. So Melchizkine brings a rayam that even if you're doing it for a mitzvah, it's also good derech hashkasa. It's not only because you want to destroy big dekuna. Even if you have to, you're doing it for a mitzvah, it's also good derech hashkasa. What's the rayam? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, has around the Amma there that an ear, if a city has one mezuzah in it, then it doesn't become an ear nidachas. If you have the ear nidachas, most of the people did have a desire. So the din is that you have to kill all the if they have a desire and destroy all the properties. Kol shalala tichmas v'techuchayvis shraftav eish. We have to burn everything in the city. So the Gemara has a Tanya which holds that has even one mezuzah, you don't do it. Why? Because you're not allowed to burn the mezuzah. You'll be over on l'sasin kein l'ashem l'kecha. And therefore, since you can't bring all the shalala there, so you don't do it at all. Now there, the Rambam says mefurish Hilchos Yisaydei Atari Perek Vav Halacha Aleph that the Isra Mechikas Hashem is only when you're doing it derech hashchasa. So you see clearly that even though you're not doing it because you want to destroy Hashem's name, you're doing it because of the mitzvah of Ir Nidachas, that's also called Derech Hashkasa. So here also, even though you have to rip this baggage in order to bring it into the Azara, but since Lamaisa, you're doing it to destroy the baggage, that would be called Derech Hashkasa. That's the Minchas Kinnik's Raya. I saw the Minchas Avraham, a Geshmak Achilik though, in order to help out the Karma Chagiga. The Karma Chagiga holds it, it's not called Derech Hashkasa. So what does it do to the Minchas Kinnik's Raya? So he said it from his friend, Reb Shimon Geffen, that by Ir Nidachas, the mitzvah is to destroy it. It doesn't matter that you're doing it because it's a mitzvah, but what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to destroy it. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to destroy everything in the Nidachas. So Mela, since the mitzvah is to destroy it, so that's called Derech Hashkasa. Now, Shenke by Kibbutz, the Pshat, I don't really want to destroy it. I just want to be able to bring it into the Azara to Mekayim a mitzvah with it. And Mimela, I have to rip it, and Mimela will become my Zbeged. But that's not cool. My intent is not to destroy it. I don't want it destroyed. Here, I want it destroyed. Why do I want it destroyed? Because the mitzvah is destroyed. But I want it destroyed. That could be called Derech Hashkasa. Now, Shaken here, even though the point is to make it Zbeged, if without the Raya you tell me it's not called Derech Hashkasa because I don't want it destroyed, I just want to bring it to the Azara. So you can make a chilek, even though the pshat is there, I'm only doing it for a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to destroy it. So it's called, I want it destroyed. I want it destroyed because the mitzvah to destroy it. Mashenkin here, the mitzvah isn't to destroy it. The mitzvah is to bring it into the Azara. This is a tanai and bring it into the Azara. Maybe that won't be called Derech Hashkasa. Now, God, it's another shtickle. See, we're learning in the Rambam, we have the Kar Mechagig is Mahalach, that an ill is asa even when it's not Derech Hashkasa. And the other begadim are only asa when it's Derech Hashkasa. And we have the Mahalach of the Mishnah Lamelech, that the Minchas Chinuch agrees to, that everything is only asa when it's Derech Hashkasa. The Radvaz holds that way. And Derech Hashkasa means the Kavana is to destroy it. Now they're both a little bit shver, because if you say that everything is Derech Hashkasa, so why did the Rambam write Derech Hashkasa when he only wrote Shai Big Dekuna? A little bit shver. He mentioned Mil, and he specified Mil, and then he wrote that other Big Dekuna, Derech Hashkasa is like it. That sounds like Mil, you don't need Derech Hashkasa. But the other way is also shver, Mehecha Teisa to make such a chiluk. It's one pasuk of Lei Kareya. The Gemara learns that pasuk for Big Dekuna, Mehecha Teisa to make a chiluk and say by Mil, it's dafka when it's Derech Hashkasa, and dafka when, and the Mil is even when it's not Derech Hashkasa, and other begadim dafka when it's Derech Hashkasa. So Merchesh has another mahalach which helps out this. It's a chelik alf simin days. Then he says, Derech Hashkasa doesn't mean that your kavana is to destroy it. That's not the pshan in Derech Hashkasa. Derech Hashkasa means that we need that the beged should become pasul. You only chayiv if the beged becomes pasul. That's what that means by Derech Hashkasa. So the Rambam by Me'il says by Kriyas P.M.I.L. because the P.M.I.L. is necessary for the beged. Safiyil Aviv Saviv is a Tanai in the Beget. So Mel, if you Kareya the PM Il, so you don't have a Mil, it's a Pasulim Il. So that's why the Rambam just wrote PM Il. Mashang and other Begadim, if you just make a rip along the hem of the Beget or whatever it is, that might not be enough. There has to be this Mstam Shir for the ripping to make it called the Beget Karua, and that it's Pasulim. Makaram Absulim, the Gemara says in Zvachim Yilches, the Rambam brings it down, the Mstam is some Shir. So all the Rambam meant by Derech Hashkasa means is that it's enough to destroy the Beged. By the Me'il, the Pia Me'il is already enough to destroy the Beged. You don't have a Pia Me'il, the Pia Me'il is ripped, so that becomes Eis Beged. It's missing the Safiyil, the Piv, Safiyil, Mai Sa'irig, Kefi Sachar, Lo Yikareya. Now saying in other Begadim, you need Derech Hashkasa, meaning you need it to become Eis Beged. That's the Mechash, is the Mahalach. So that would be good that there's no real chil, no intrinsic chil timil in other begadim, because of both the sayda davar is when it becomes eis beged, that's when you're over. But the Rambam does make the chilik that meili just says any, because any type of kriya and pil and mil destroys the beged, and on the other beged he writes eis derech hashkasa, meaning be'ofen that the beged is destroyed. So meila, the halach is the same as by the mil. Now the ikud drasha. The Gemara brings the kasha from Acha Be'Yakov. How do you know lo yikara means that you're not allowed? It's alive, not to rip it. Dum achakam achman neveli safa keichel nikra. Maybe make a safa that's very strong that it won't rip. In order that it shouldn't rip. So the Gemara says miksiv shelo yikareh. It says lo yikareh. It's mashmiz an issa to rip it. Now it's interesting. Rashi and Chumash brings on the pasuk lo yikareh. He brings kadesh lo yikareh. Mamrish like that. And then he says bakare eva balav. So the Biskarav in the Ksavim, the Biskarav in stencil on the Torah says that Rashi holds there's two pshatim to the Pasuk. Pasuk means both things. The Pasuk Sai means Shaloi Yikareh, mean Kadesh Shaloi Yikareh. I guess that's Pshuta Shal Mikra. And also, since it didn't say Kadesh Shaloi Yikareh, it's Shaloi Yikareh, that smashman also is allowed. This is the Targum Mungalas also says Shaloi Yisvaza. Shaloi Yisvaza, that it shouldn't rip. Not that you're not allowed to rip it. But the Rav wanted to know. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how do you know there's a lot? Maybe all it means is that it shouldn't rip. And the Gemara says, otherwise it would have said Kadesh Leikareh. But how does Rashi and the Unkelis know that it means Kadesh Leikareh? Maybe the whole Pasuk only means a lot. How do you know it also means Kadesh Leikareh? Once you mask and the Pasuk means a lot, So how do you know to also darshan kadesh leikureit? So he said, that if all it meant was a lamb, so how would it say it over Parshas Pekudei? Bishlamu, when Moshe Rabbein is getting the tzivui from Hashem to make the chayish, and he gets another tzivui, that you're not allowed to rip it. But what's the pshat when it says they did the tzivui, and it says they made a safa lepiv, safa kafi sachar lo yikareya, that has to mean that it shouldn't rip. And the ikrusu was a chayish that they did it ba'ayfin, and v'layizach chayish ma'ayfin, that has to mean today that it shouldn't yizizach chayish ma'ayfin. So merely you see it means both these two things. Now in the mezizach chayish ma'ayfin, in that shtickel also, the Rambam says very similar. Rambam Menachos Klei Mikdash Perek Tes Aloch Yud says, Kol mezizach chayish ma'ayfin u'mefarech ibur en derech kilkul leika. Someone who removes the chayish from the ayfin and breaks their chibur, derech kilkul leika. So he says you need derech kilkul. Now it doesn't mention that it's b'shas aveda. A lot of Rishayim mentions b'shas aveda. The Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Kuf says mafar chibur and b'shas aveda like a lavzed. The Smag Mitzvah Reish Tarek Teh says shleifar kachayish malayfe b'shas aveda. The Rambam doesn't say anything b'shas aveda. The Rambam says derech kilkul. Now the Minchas Chinuch has a kasha on the Chinuch and the Smag. The Gemara Makis Tavchav Beizam and Aleph says. Very interesting Gemara. It's a Yesh Chayrish Tal Mechav Chayav Shem Shmein Alavin. The Gemara has a case where someone plows one furrow and he's Chayav eight Lavin because it's a Shar Nechamar together and because they're Mekdoshim and because it's in a Beis Atumin, he's a Kayin and he's a Nazir, it's on Yom Div and he's doing Kalayim Bekarim. He managed to have eight Lavin for plowing one thing. So the Gemara said, why don't we say more? Why didn't we say the case that while he was plowing it, Mar said a few different lavim. One of them is he was mezich v'chayishim al eifay. The other one also was he was mesa v'adei arin. Not much like it says here. So the Minchas Chinuch wanted to know it's not b'shas aveda. He's plowing a field. So you see clearly eifay alam mezich mal chayishim not b'shas aveda. So I saw in the Derech Chachma from Chaim Kanievsky that he wants to answer the kasha that the b'shas aveda the Rishonim is saying don't dafka mean. That he's actually doing aveda. It means he's wearing a letzerech aveda. He's wearing a letzerech aveda. So there also could be talking about his chayrish to tell him that the Kohen Gadol was putting on his chayrish and his eifah letzerech aveda in this talim, I guess close to the Beis HaTumah. And the person being chayrish was being mezichet while he was being chayrish this. Now the Yireim, in Mitzvah Shin Yud Zayin, he says like this, he says, that the only issur is when the kohen's wearing it. That's what he says. He doesn't say b'shas aveda. He says when the kohen's wearing it. Again, the Rambam just says, he doesn't say anything. He says, the Smag and the Chinuch are the ones that say derech aveda. The Yireim, he says it's when the kohen's wearing it. And he says a raya. He says, because the Pashup Shan, the Pasuk, V'yukus is a chayshim etab eisav, el tabas eva b'sil techel, that was on the bottom. On the banner of the Chayshin, to do it to the Kisvei Se'efei, Mimal Lecheshe Ve'efei, to attach the Yukasu, to attach the Tabayis of the Chayshin to the Bayis Se'efei Psul Tcheles on the banner. He said then, when he took it off, obviously he untied that Psul Tcheles. And they tied it to Yireim. He said, it's Bashitim, I guess. He said, it's impossible to put them on and take them off when they're Mechubar. So clearly, the Isser is while he's wearing them. Now I think the vart is like this. The Yireim, I think in the Smag and the Chinuch all mean the same thing. That what is the Isser according to the Yireim in the Smag and the Chinuch? Le'izach ha'chayishim ala'ifin is a way, when you're wearing it, you have to wear it ba'ifin that the chayishim is attached to the ayfin. It's a din in the Levisha. They say b'shas aveda. It's like we said, Chaim Kanevsky is saying, it's not dafka b'shas aveda, that we've read from the Gemara Makis. It means kedei to do the aveda. But he's wearing it officially to wear the big dekuna, and the way you wear the big dekuna is to have the chayshin attached to the eifet, and if you wear it in a different way, then you like it. See, the Ritva and Makis Dafkov Beis, I think it was bothering him, the kasha, what does the mezich chayshin have to do with the charisha? It has to be, how is it done on the day of the charisha? So he says, the pshat is that during the charisha, he's wearing the chayshin, and he's charishba, so melech eivle yizach the whole time of the charisha. And he says, it goes like the Tana over there. The Tana wanted to add in that he's wearing shatnez. So what in here? He's wearing a chayshin that's muzach ma'ala eifay. That's how I'm learning what he's saying. Now, so he's also, the issue is, alavishas v'gadim shalei kedin, that's the issue. But the Dvar also is pretty clear. The Levisha doesn't have to be B'shas Aveda. It's not even mashma the Dvar Levisha was a Tzarech Aveda. It was the Levisha. The Taifas Ru'aim on the Yireim says that he thinks the B'shas Aveda of the Chinuch and the Smag is the same thing as B'shas Levisha of the Yireim. But I think the Rambam had a different Mahalach, because the Rambam says Derech Kolkol. And the Rambam doesn't say anything, it's B'shas Levisha, B'shas Aveda. I think the vart is, he held that the chesh and the eifin have to be together at all times, even not b'shas levisha, that's the din. And you want to be makalkal that, that's the ism zir chesh mal eifin. I saw in the Grach HaLashas, he says mamish the same thing, he says, that the Rambam learns it's the same din as kriya. Just like this din of bin, they can't be kriya, the big day kuna, you also can't be mazir chesh mal eifin, the mice is two different begadim, so it's not called the kriya's big day kuna. But it's also, you're taking away, they're supposed to be mechubah together, and you're pulling them apart, and that's like a kriya of the begadim, just like the kriya has to be derech hashchasa. So here also, the mezir chesh lefin has to be derech kolkol. Now you're trying to be mekalkol the tzura. As I did mishmeris to the Rambam. So you have the chinuch, the smag that says derech aveda, which is very similar to the reim and to the ridva that learns it's b'shas levisha. And that's the pshat is, it's the tzur of the Levisha has to be with the Chayshin al Eifin. But the Rama holds no, the Chayshin always has to be together with the Eifin, and if you separate them, like Reb Chaim explains, it's like a Kriyas Begadim, that you chayiv if you do it there, Kolkol. Now there is a Shtikl Shmuz in the Rishaynim, the Ritva here says, that we pask in this way, that all these alive in Gemurim, and that's what it says, Behedya Bergen Leiket, Ushaleike Diveh Rambam Zal. As I state the Ritva here, and in Makkos also the Dvar says, "Agav urchin shav mishmuasenu shayziach hachayish leisu lashon lavazarhein v'loy lashon istinis tam levad k'meishukasav Rambam sefer mitzvah shalay." So the Dvar is saying there's a machlokes here. The Rambam says that these laven are not laven; they're not laven gemurin, and they're not a lashon azara; they're just a lashon istinis tam. But the Gemara is before not that way. So, on the old Ritva, the old Tfus of the Ritva, in Yuma, there's a Haggah called Chaim Medamer, written by some Chacham, apparently with the name of Chaim, that says, what do you mean, not like the Rambam? The Rambam brings these. The Rambam, Sefer Mitzvah, brings these Lavin. He says all three of them. He has a mitzvah of Le'izach HaChayishim Al-Efen, a mitzvah of Le'yikarei, a mitzvah of Le'yisurim Menu. The Rambam Yad also brings them all. He brings all these Lavin. What do you mean, Shalei Karamam? The Rambam Mamish passes like this Gemara. And he says, look in the Asagas Haramban and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah Sherish Hei. Which I think he means when he says that like this. That the Rambam in Sherish Kamishi has, what's Sherish Kamishi? Anyway, limnis tam mitzvah, mitzvah le'atzma. He can't count the reason of a mitzvah as a separate mitzvah. So, one of the things that's bothering him about the Bahag's minion was the mashal. It says, Le'yuchel ba'ale rishin shulchel ashtel v'kachdo. And then he says, Hazakhti Rambam, you can't count Lesachti Haaretz, because the Pshat in the Pasuk is, if you do that, it's going to be Sachti Haaretz. So, Mele Lesachti is not alive, it's just explaining why you can't do the that's a Tam Mitzvah, why you can't do the Ma'asik Rishasai. Also, the Lav, Vatachal's Bilchal Azneisle, Vaisizne Haaretz. It means, because if you're going to be Machal's Bilchal Azneisle, it's going to be Tizne Haaretz, and it means other Psukim also like that. Now, but the Ramban in the Asagis, which is the Chaim Adarba's quoting, says, no, a lot of times Chazal darshan, that these are lavin. And it means a lot of different drashas Chazal, that either darshan separate lavin for them, or darshan to be marba, other things in the lav. And he brings this also. He says, and the Ram himself is mine of them. So I think maybe the Ritvam means is that you see from this Gemara, not like the Rambam Sherish Chamishi. You see, when the Pasuk says Eloi after a lav, it's not an Asinus Tam, it's a lav. Like the Ramban Taimis. Now the Magia, the Chayim Medaber, says that the Bahag counted Lo Yizach and Lo Yasir, which is this, the next Memra. Amar Ablazim, Mazir Chayish Ma'efa, Mesa Ba'ad the Aron Leika, and the Bahag counts it, but he doesn't count Lo Yikareya. He's not sure why, but he says maybe because the Gemara in Makkos had asked the Kasha, V'lichshav Nami, Mezir Chayshim al Eifa, V'lichshav Nami, Mesabad the Aron, and it doesn't ask, V'lichshav Nami, Hakarei Mil. Sounds like the Gemara in Makkos held of this Meimra, of Mezir Chayshim al Eifa, and Mesabad the Aron, but didn't hold of Lo Kareya. Yeah, now listen, you see, Rav Michal Fishel Perlau, in his Bir in the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadi Gayin, He says, Ipsanigain, not like any other domain of mitzvahs, Ipsanigain is unique in this, he doesn't count any one of the three. He doesn't count any one of the three mitzvahs. He doesn't count Le'izach, he doesn't count Le'ikarei, he doesn't count Le'isurim. He must have had, he discusses it, he must have had a sugi chalakas from the sugi. He says, maybe the end of the sugi gufa, and the Gemara brings a stira, b'tabas ar-niyu arayin, and then it says also, v'huvas bana b'tabas, a case of misparakim v'lein nishmatim, also sound like the Gemara learned, b'tabas ar-niyu arayin, mean le'isurim, and it means put in a eifin that you can't take it out. You can't take it out, but you could move it around. He also brings the Gemara in Kedushin, La'ikach v'la'yichal, that Rava says, La'ikach, Amanav is in La'ikach v'la'yichal, that the reason for La'ikach is Kedesh la'yichal. So that might be a steer in the Sugi. Al-Kabanav is in the Riches about it. But besides Rav Sanya Goyen, all the main mitzvahs count them, except we said, the Mahag doesn't count La'yikareya, but all the rest of the main mitzvahs count all three Lavin as Lavin Gemurim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.